Safely on the other side of the commercial break with the voice of Sheldon Senior.
No, not a even a fraction. Girl, there's some things in life that will remain unexplained.
Tell me, baby.
And the light that we share will chart the way.
Chart the way.
No more heartaches and pain will stop us now.
No, 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 no.
And I'm not even sure. But I know she makes me whole.
Put up the tune! Put up the tune!
That's the first track of the night from Sheldon Senior. And fingers crossed, I can say hello, Sheldon.
How are you doing, my brother? You good?
Yes, I'm great. I thought we missed you tonight.
No.
I was looking. I couldn't find you. You all right?
I'm here. Just had to pop out and do a little business before we were running a little bit late, but fingers crossed, you know, I made it back and I'm here and I'm so happy to be hanging out with you guys, and you know, another opportunity to say wonderful love to all the people out there, you know.
All right, well, you're very, very welcome. Let me just fill the people them in. We're having a little bit of trouble with our website, so we're dealing with the Facebook chat group. Just let them know that we're in live conversation right now here on reggaespace.com with Yendis and Sheldon Senior. Just touched the first track of the night, She Makes Me Whole, and a nice track. Yeah, relating to how a man is really not complete without another half. Would you say so?
Definitely. That track, you know, just goes out to all the beautiful empress out there that is just standing beside their partner and, you know, being the person that they need to be in a strong, healthy relationship, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not only leaning on the person all the time, you know, it's also being a shoulder.
Yes,
to build up the person sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes the two halves make more than a whole, you know?
Exactly, my brother. Good.
All right, let's rinse out the track. It's entitled She Makes Me Whole, voice of Sheldon Senior.
Girl, there's some things in life that will remain unexplained.
Tell me, baby.
And the light that we share will chart the way.
Chart the way.
No more heartaches and pain will stop us now.
No, no, no.
And I'm not even sure, but I know she makes me whole. Not a half or a fraction. Oh, 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 oh. Such satisfaction. Oh, 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 oh. Not a half or a fraction. Oh, 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 oh.
Not even a fraction.
And I trust my emotions. Very few will see.
Very few will see.
I'm not half the man that I used to be.
Used to be.
But you. You complete me. Incomparable. Your connection to that section that holds me completely. Life is a pain
since you've been gone.
That person left a flame.
You've been gone so long.
That's a great voice you got there, Sheldon.
Blessed love for that, man. Respect, man.
Yes, man. I'm sure you've been tuning it and developing it over the years.
Yeah. We've been working on the craft, you know, and with each recording, with each work that we put out, you know, we're trying to get better and improve ourselves as we ought to, you know.
Yes, indeed. I guess it would have started early for you, performing and singing in front of people.
It started pretty early for me because it started from I'm in the church, you know. I used to go to church with the mother and father and think mommy sing on the choir, daddy sing also, you know. So it started from church, singing in church, then we come out, go to school, sing on the choir at school, you know, take it a little bit further, go regional in Jamaica, in the festival competition that they have here. And you know, it's a lot of growth. And it started from a long time, you know. So the product that you're hearing now, it's a product of a number of years, you know.
Yes. And people recognize your talent from early because I believe you lead in the choir when you were small, is that right?
Yes, man. They put me up to sing, man. So they said there's some evidence there of talent, and a lot of people helped in those days to mold the talent, you know.
Right.
So I give thanks to those people.
So which part of Jamaica was this?
Well, it was mainly in St. Catherine, Old Harbour, between Old Harbour and Spanish Town. I was born in Spanish Town,
and
grew up in Old Harbour for a great number of years. Okay. And then my parents left Old Harbour because they thought that the hustle and bustle of being so close to Kingston wasn't too good for raising a family, you know. And they brought us into the country in Manchester, so I've been living here ever since. And so, I love it here. It's so nice, cool, and it's just wonderful. People nice.
So in hindsight, would you say they made a good decision?
Yes, they did. They did make a wonderful decision, actually. You know, a wonderful decision. You know?
Yeah, because you obviously grow right. You know, you're on the right path, and you develop your singing career. So I guess that's partly due to where you grew up. Yeah.
Definitely. It's partially due to where all my experiences growing up. Just the people did by my family experience, my brothers, sisters, you know, washing the plate and singing, all of those things, everybody singing at the house. So it's a lot of experience, a lot of development through those people.
Yes. And get away from the temptations that might be around the Kingston town.
Definitely. You know, keep you out of badness.
That's right, yes. They did have your best interests at heart.
Definitely.
Okay, so you mentioned you're doing well in school and leading in the choir and going forward from there, because I do believe you at some stage was awarded a gold medal for singing, is that right?
Yes, I was awarded the gold medal in JCDC song competition.
JCDC?
Yeah, JCDC. That's the Jamaica Development Commission.
Okay.
That's an island-wide competition held in Jamaica for basically youngsters who has shown a certain level of talent in music and in other parts of the arts and stuff. So I won that year for best song and vocal and stuff. So
and how old?
That was pretty big in those days, you know?
young
age.
How old were you then?
I think I was about 14 or so those years.
Right. So that was quite encouraging for you as a young person.
It was big. When I went back to my school with a gold medal for singing, it's like a celebrity, you know. So it was good. It was a good experience as a youngster, and it molded me into becoming the artist that I am now.
Right.
And striving for even bigger things, you know.
So
because we're not satisfied with creating music and putting it out there, and we want to get bigger, we want to get well more known, and we want the message, most importantly, to get out there.
Right,
of love.
Right. Okay, yes. Well, there's a number of topics you touched on there, but I'm just wondering, at that time, had you made the decision that you were going to go into music as an artist, or was it as a result of that, or sometime later?
No, you know what? I knew that I had a talent for singing, and I'm also writing music and stuff, because I do a lot of writing also. I knew that I had the talent then, but I wasn't really concentrating on music and saying, this is my career, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, you know. I went into sports. I was good at sports. I was an athlete.
Oh, really?
I ran the 100 meter and the 200 meter. I was good at academics also. You know, so a lot of things at that time was up in the air, you know.
Right.
And
right.
As a result, I went to university, and I used to even represent my country in athletics.
Okay.
So that was good for me. And I have more of a rounded education,
yes,
you know, on the wider scale, so to speak,
okay,
from
okay.
those skills.
Well, a number of things you touch on there, but we are a radio station and we feature good reggae music with a positive message. So I'm going to draw for another track off the album, I'm Coming Up. It yeah. goes back a few years, so a little later we're going to touch on some new stuff as well.
Sure.
Okay, but this track I'm going to draw now, it's Heart of Gold.
Yes, yes. Heart of Gold, that was one of the first tracks that I did. I actually recorded in a professional studio.
Okay.
And you know, I felt so proud of doing that song and the message that's in that song, you know. I loved it. I love it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Try to survive, but you bid me suffer. Look how hard me a work, and you know me not the pay. Guns them a fire, but I pray. Me know a time's hard, and you know me not the stray. But someone smile and let me get through the day. Look how hard me a
put
work,
up the
and you know me not
the put up the
pay.
Yes, man. And this is
yes, man. Blessed love.
Yes, and this is one of your first ones, is it?
Yes, yes. It was one of my first tracks I recorded. And I still feel chills when I hear it. You know?
It's a strong one. It's giving me tingles listening to it. And you're responsible for the lyrics, yes?
Yes, yes, all the lyrics and stuff. That was me.
Try to survive, but you bid me suffer. Look how hard me a work, and you know me not the pay. Guns them a fire, but I pray. Me know a time's hard, and you know me not the stray. But someone smile and let me get through the day. Look how hard me a work, and you know me not the pay. Guns them a fire, but I pray. Me know a time's hard, and you know me not the stray. But someone smile and let me get through the day. Now in a loop.
Wow, if that's one of your early tracks, why, yeah. You know, that's a really promising start.
Yeah, give thanks for that, man. Blessed love for that.
Yes, man, yeah. Yes, man. I've just been hit up by Born Free.
Yeah.
He said to hail you up for him.
Bless up.
If the technology works, I should get a track fresh from him featuring your voice on his rhythm. But fingers crossed the technology works with that. Big up Born Free anyways right now. I know he's very busy with his other half, Mamadi. You mentioned how important it is for you in your music to have a positive message. What's inspiring you? What's driving you to do that? I mean, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of artists out there, and they aren't all concerned about the messages they leave behind. What is it with you?
Well, you see, we want our music to live on throughout the ages. Throughout our generation and other generations, you know, we want our music to stand for something in life. I feel that I was given a talent, a voice, and a mind to convey messages in a concise and clear way, you know. And I feel that with that talent, it will be wasted conveying negative messages.
Yes.
You know, so with that, I feel a stronger urge of putting out teachings and putting out messages that people can understand and share and realize that, listen, this globe, this world that we're in, it's all for us, and it's all governed by one thing, which is love.
Yes.
You know, and if we get that message across, then I feel that the music, it becomes something else. It becomes something that I can't even put a finger on and say it is this.
Yes, and I'm sure, you know, when you take that approach, you know, people gravitate to the message. They obviously listen to the music, but they also almost subconsciously take in the message as well.
True, very true. And I've seen that, and I've experienced that throughout my music career so far. And you know, people like to party. But also with partying, if there is something that they can hold on to at the end of the night and say, wow, that was good, and I feel better because I heard that, then half of your job is already done.
Yes. And you mentioned teaching, and I know that, you know, I believe in the past and maybe your present, you were a teacher, or at least trained to be a teacher.
I got qualified as a teacher in Jamaica, and went away and did some teaching in London also. I taught mathematics up to A levels, and it's like something inborn. You can't escape it, you know. And music again is a form of teaching.
Yes. It's just a different means of doing it.
Exactly.
And it may be that it has a wider, your classroom is made up of several thousand, if not millions.
Oh, that's the aim, you know. As you say, when you feel so passionate about something, for example, I feel very, very passionate about asking people or reminding people that love is the key, as Born Free would say, you know.
Right.
You know, and peace, love, and unity, that message can never go out of style.
Right.
You know,
right.
You can never say, no, we don't want to hear that. You very seldomly people hear people say, I don't want to hear anything about loving my neighbor.
No.
Or loving thyself, you know.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
where love starts.
Okay. I do believe you are educated to quite a high level. I think we can call you doctor. Is it?
not to doctor, but okay. Almost. You know, almost. I have my master's in mathematics. I'm a mathematician.
Oh, right, and that's something that's dear to my heart. You know, of all the subjects at school and further education, mathematics was one of my favorite. So and you acquired that while you were in England?
Yes, I did that. I did my master's when I was in London.
Oh, quite an educated person then.
Some people ask me, why you leave the field and gone in music? What music do? It's a music is the world, you know? It's the heartbeat of the people, so we have to get with it. Yeah. And mathematician is, and maths is kind of like that too, if you look at it from my perspective.
Yes. Okay, that's really great. So while you were in UK, did you perform at all, or were you just concentrating on your studies?
Well, in my studies, I was working at the time, teaching mathematics to kids, to secondary kids and stuff. And I was going to school, and I was also performing.
Okay.
I was in a member of a band, my band actually, okay. And we would tour and go around, and we'd go to Europe and all of those places and perform and stuff, you know. So, well, different parts in Europe, you know.
Okay, that's while you were studying for your master's.
Yeah, that's wow. True study.
Because I do believe I was reading something about you on the net, because I believe you performed at the Stratford Rex at some time, which
I opened for Freddie McGregor at the Stratford Rex already. I've opened for Marcia Griffiths in London. I've opened for some of the big names, you know.
Right, because that's my part of town. You see, I was born in London, in Leighton,
yeah.
Which is just the next stop on the underground from Stratford.
Exactly.
Okay, so
that's good.
And some of the festivals and in London we have those parks and we have festivals.
I performed on the Rise Festival. I can't remember the year now, but it was a while ago.
Okay.
That was one of my biggest shows in London, actually.
Okay.
I don't know if they still have it now.
No, I don't know. But I'm just curious now, spending time in different parts of the world and performing in different parts of the world, does it have an impact on you as an artist?
Oh, so much impact, man. It gives you so much of an appreciation of oneself, you know, and get to appreciate the simple things in life, you know, because when you go around so many different places, you get to understand that, listen, everybody is kind of like me, you know, everybody is kind of like us.
Yes.
All of us are alike, you know, and our customs are our way of seeing things, our understanding of things, our knowledge base is kind of like the same.
Yes.
So nobody is greater than nobody, and it's a great appreciation.
Yes.
It's a great appreciation.
Yes, and it kind of broadens your horizon in terms of music as well, because
you know
you could argue that people only stay one place, maybe Jamaica or wherever. Mm-hmm. That their horizon is focused on the people they see every day, and they don't really appreciate the different outlooks of people in different parts of the world. Would you say that?
Yeah, definitely. It has to impact on your outlook on the world. When you go to three countries in how many weeks or so, then you say, wow, you know, these are the people that's listening to my music, and they're actually understanding and appreciating, you know, and then that gives you a certain level of power to go back wherever you create this music and put it in even more powerful.
Yes.
And give it a more international flavor.
That's it. And that that international flavor is something that will help you to become established worldwide.
Very so.
Okay. Well, enough talk for now. We're gonna take some more music. This one is entitled "Just So It Go." Again, from the
love it.
Just from the I'm Coming Up. And just by the way, I'm Coming Up, the LP, it's been around for a few years now, but it's still available?
Yes, it is available. It's available on iTunes, and we're looking to put out the album soon, so don't worry. We'll be putting out the album soon.
Okay. Well, let's have a listen. Just So It Go.
Oh Lord, yeah. Talk to you. Mister, I just saw it go. Yes, I just saw it go. Some have too much to live for, yet them dying for none will. How long they're gonna take from the poor?
Take from the poor
to feed their selfish ambition. The poor get poor and the rich get richer. Stand up on your own, things must get better. With child before us, we can't ever suffer. As I just saw it go. Yes, I just saw it go. Some have too much to live for, yet them dying for none. I just saw it go. Yes, I just saw it go. Some have too much to live for, yet them dying for none will. How can they keep cutting down the rain for it?
Cutting, cutting,
to fulfill their greed and evil ambition. Babies dying in the street, mothers have no more tears to weep. When are we gonna find a place called peace? I just saw it go. Yes, I just saw it go. Some have too much to live for, yet I'm dying for none will. I just saw it go. Yes, I just saw it go. Some have too much to live for, yet I'm dying for none will.
Well, Sheldon, that's another tough track, another serious message. And I notice when I see things written about you, the word meaningful is used so many times, you know?
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's not deliberate. It's just a part of me, you know? And people pick up on it, and I'm blessed that they pick up on it. And I just give thanks for all those accolades, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, people don't use these words lightly, because it must be something that they're picking up from your music, and I know it's something that you appreciate, and it's something perhaps that you intend, yes?
Yes, yes. Because one does nothing without an intention, whether good or bad. And my intentions are so that people can understand the music in a upliftment means, you know, you see, upliftment is something that is dear to me, you know, and the aspect of teaching people to love themselves is also dear to me.
Yes.
And the two of them just go to hand in hand, and we just say, okay, let's blend it together. And our personality and the people that grew us put them things in us, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Now you mentioned you're intending to put the LP out. It's been around for a little while, and I've been listening to some tracks for a good while now. So how comes we're hearing tracks and we can't? You're still intending to put the LP out. How that work?
All right. The thing is, when we want to be able to reach the world.
Right.
You know, we have these tracks online and we're promoting them and stuff, people getting the name out there and stuff. So the marketing strategy right now is to promote them online, and even with the simple promotion online, I'm getting shows from them and all that.
Okay.
But when it comes to purchasing now, we want to get it to an established distributor that we have full confidence in.
Right.
And to a certain level, We are being approached by a lot of different individuals, and we are weighing the options now as to where to go in terms of getting the music out there to people.
Okay.
So we want to do it in the best way possible.
Yes, yes. Because you mentioned earlier about wanting to become more well known, and I guess that's all part of your strategy. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now we are. I'm working with some well-known producers in Jamaica. I've actually taken like a little breather off live performance for a little time, and basically in the studio just working really, really hard to get some products out, you know.
Okay.
And I want to say established producers, I mean the top of the top, you know.
Yeah.
And I won't name any names as yet, but it's really, really some really good individuals in the reggae music industry.
Right.
And we want to get it and take it to the world, you know.
Yes.
And that's what the process we're in now.
Because you know, as a DJ, you know, I listen to music all the while. But you know, when you compare what I'm hearing tonight and what I've heard of yours, you know, my feeling that it should be up there, you know, up amongst. Some of the more well-established artists, and
yes,
you know,
yes.
It should be, you know, on the coffee table of so many different homes, you know.
True. And I strongly believe that also, and I think my work speaks for itself, and we soon hear more. I'm just keeping my fingers really crossed, and I'm praying and hoping for the best this year that the rest of the world will hear about Sheldon Senior.
Yes.
in a wonderful style.
I mean, you know, over the years you've been recognized not only for best male singer, but I believe you had the best original song at one time. Is that right?
Yes. Because in Tasty Italian competition, I was given the best original song, and that speaks volumes for me, because personally I just want to write good music, you know, and music that people can appreciate, not just today, but as long as it is relevant.
Yes.
And for me to get that award, you know, it's really a milestone, because Tasty Talent Show in Jamaica is the premier talent show out of Jamaica. You know, all the biggest artists come out of that. You know, from Toots to from just name it.
Yes.
You know, those people come through that talent pool, and for me to get that out of that talent show, it's really a feather in my cap.
Yes.
So, and I'm happy about that.
So you know, you mentioned Toots and some of the greats that go through the sort of preliminaries of winning competitions in Jamaica, mm-hmm. and so forth. But I'm just curious, who in particular have been inspirational to you, you know, to encourage you along the way to become the artist that you are today?
Well, most importantly, I can't leave out this person, my mom. You know, she sang on the choir, and every time she would give me lots of plates to wash in the kitchen.
Right.
And I would just be happy to go and wash plates, because basically that was my time to just sing out and train my voice.
Oh.
And she kept giving me more plates, you know? And she apparently wanted to hear me sing more. But I give thanks to my mom and for her to just encourage me to say, yeah, you have a good voice, go and sing. Outside of that, you know, this person that I always want to say thank you to. It's the first person that actually had me recorded and had me rehearse with a live band, a full complement of musicians. And his name is Jabi from Step by Step Band.
Jabi.
That band is touring the world right now.
Okay.
With can't remember the artist that they're back now. And I was one of the first people to sing on that band, you know.
Okay.
And he was the manager for the band at that time. And he just saw my potential and said, hey, come in and rehearse. And they taught me so much in music, voice control, notes, range of your voice, all those things, you know, how to perform, stage presence, all those things. And it was a melting pot of growth for me.
Jabi. Yes. Well, big up Jabi anyway, I'm there right now. I'm gonna play one of the more recent tracks, I do believe, in a short while. But I just want to hail up all those who are listening in right now. Yes, you're in tune with Yendis and Sheldon Senior live on Reggae Space right about now. Big up all those in the video chat. I can see Andrea Louise. I can see Queen Easy. I can see Goody and Promotants. Dag is in there as well. Big up all those on Facebook and interacting through the Reggae Space Facebook Connect group. We tried to add you to the group, but you got too much friends, Sheldon. What is this?
I don't know what's happening, but you know, we give thanks for the people that's requesting, and just keep them coming.
Yes, man. This next track I want to move to now is Victory. I'm Coming Up.
Oh, I love that song.
This one is also on the LP. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I like this one. That's why I draw for it now. Listen, this people, Sheldon Cedar, Victory.
Yo.
I wanted to pull this up because one good thing, obviously, is your voice and your delivery, but the rhythms on this LP are really solid. I'm wondering who's responsible for the rhythms then?
That rhythm, it's a recording company in London, actually. I did that song in London. I don't know if you remember Jetstar Records.
Yes, yes.
They're responsible for that track.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
Sheldon, I hope this strategy works for you, because this LP will fly off the shelves anytime it gets released, you know?
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. And you see that song? That song, if you recognize the words, if you don't listen to the song, then maybe it might pass you. But if you recognize what it's saying, it's actually in as celebrating the fact that the Americans chose Barack Obama for their president in this term. I just felt so strongly that I needed to write something to mark that significant, historic achievement.
Yes, indeed. It's the first time in history that the most powerful man on the planet happens to have some African blood, extraction. So that is a momentous occasion, well worth marking. Yes, and indeed a victory for black people generally, because you know, as a result of him being there is a little bit more respect for people of color, as they say.
I strongly believe that, and despite what the naysayers may say, I think his ascendancy to the presidency of the United States is something that is historic in one sense, but historic to black people and the euphoria that surrounded that time of his election. It was magic, and I felt we needed to recognize it in a musical form. And I just did that with this track. I hope I achieved that with this track.
Certainly, it's certainly a memorable track for me. You know, it's got a sensible lyric, you know, and an inspiring lyric, and it's got a good rhythm section as well. And, you know, when those two marry together, you know, you're talking about hit.
Thanks for that, man.
I also want to play some of the more recent tracks that you've produced, and these are, you know, the ones that you passed to me literally just before the show here. This track entitled Wall of Shame.
Wall of Shame. that song, it actually is doing quite well in Europe, in Scandinavia actually, and it is well recognized over there, and people just love it. You know, it's just gravitating towards summer breeze, people being happy and being in love also.
Okay.
And reassuring your partner that you won't be stepping aside anytime soon.
Okay, well, it's an interesting title, A Wall of Shame. How did you arrive at that title?
Well, the thing is that in a portion of the lyrics, it speaks about, I won't write your name on the wall of shame. You know, a lot of, throughout my dealings with females and love in particular, romantic love in particular,
yeah.
I've sensed in different females that, you know, they want reassurance and they want to know that you are not going to be disrespecting them.
Right.
You know, a lot of men try to do that, and I don't think that you can do that actually.
Yes.
But the perception is that they are being disrespectful and disrespected. And I just wanted to say to all my female listeners out there that, listen, whatever you're going through with your romantic love, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that he will disrespect you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, when you mention your listeners and your female listeners in particular, I wonder, you know, what is, as they say in America, your demographic? You know, who's listening to, who's appreciating your tunes? Is it men? Is it women? Is it certain age groups, or if any particular part of the world is?
You know, the wonderful thing about my music and. I can't say in terms of sales as yet, but in terms of my concerts that I've been through and Sheldon Senior pulling a crowd, you know, it's a wonderful array of different people that comes to my concerts. You know, you have women coming to the concerts in their drawers. You have men coming to the concerts for the upliftment and the peaceful vibe that it's there.
Yeah.
And you have kids coming in enjoying themselves. You know, it's such a wonderful array of different people that I am blessed by being able to attract male, female, all, young, indifferent, you know.
Yes,
we just like it, and we give God thanks for that.
Yes, yes. Well, I would like to draw attention to certain aspects of about you, Sheldon, and point people at your page on Facebook, because, you know, you obviously get some information about the artist, but you will find a host of pictures there, because I do believe that you were awarded a Best Dressed Male Award at some point.
My manager will celebrate now when you say that. But I was awarded a Best Dress Award for the competition that I was in. And I like my fashion. I like looking good, and not that I'm full of myself or anything, but it's just that I just try to be as clean as I can be, you know, and as presentable as I can be,
yeah,
for myself, you know, because before people, you have to look for you. And I want to represent something that is good, and I want to feel good also. And looking good makes me feel good, and I think it's something that we should celebrate,
yes,
in all of our lives, you know, because, and it's not only outside appearance that I'm talking about. I'm talking about inside also, the inward beauty. And being truthful to thyself and loving thyself helps you to feel beautiful, and that in itself comes out on the outside.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Well, I have to agree with you, and I do look at your pictures, and I see that, you know, you take care about your appearance, and you know, and it's no surprise that you will have one or two females at your concerts. So,
and I love them all, and I thank God for their support and all of the encouragement that they've been giving me. You know, and without all of the fans and the friends, encouraging me at times, you know, it's it can be difficult, but
yeah,
their encouragement is so much more powerful, and
yeah,
and it puts so much impetus in my work that it's mind blowing sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a simple hi and a hello and
yes,
bless. and love you and respect. Goes such a long way.
Yes. Well, I would encourage people to hit you up on Facebook and friend you up. But if you're full of friends already, you reached the limit already. So I'm wondering if there's a next page.
There is a page that you can link up, and just click on like and follow me on that, because basically it's a professional page, which is for the business aspect, and I appreciate all the people that has been supporting me there. Okay. It's just www.facebook.com/SheldonSeniorFans. Okay. Sheldon Senior Fans, and it's the same thing as my personal profile.
Right.
Unfortunately, my personal profile is a little bit tied up at the moment.
Yeah.
And we try and facilitate as much people as we can, but sometimes we can't accept all the requests. But keep them coming anyway. We appreciate it and we love it.
Yeah. Okay, you heard it there, people, and the ladies in particular. If you want to get a little sight of Sheldon Senior, under normal circumstances, we would have the website and we would have pictures flowing in the shout box and all your links. But we have a little bit of difficulty with the website.
I can also tell them about my website that will be launching. At the moment, it's a page that's up, but it's SheldonSeniorMusic.com.
SheldonSeniorMusic.com. I did go across and have a look at your site, and I see it's just a holding page with your links there. What is your intention for that?
Well, my intention within this month actually, I will be launching that website, and in terms of selling my music from there. Hopefully I'll be getting all the merchandising section completed, and my videos will be posted there. My new video that I'm working on will be there. All the merchandising, t-shirts and all those things you will be able to buy from that site. So just keep your fingers crossed and keep praying for me, and it will be there.
Good.
We'll be working out on time.
All right, we look forward to that. All right, then, this one, Wall of Shame, especially for the ladies.
Yeah, man. True love, wonderful love. Swaja feels, I would say. It's just perfect for loving each other. And baby, when I'm close to you, girl, there'll be no stormy weather. Oh no, you can search all the world through, and you'll never find another love like me, girl. Just love me in everything. I'll do the same for you. Ain't gonna ride your name on the wall, oh she. Ain't gonna ride your name. Ain't gonna ride your name on the wall, oh she. Ain't gonna ride your name. Take my hand, together we will stand. One love remains the plan. Ooh, one love. Ooh, one love. 'Cause all I want of you. I ain't gonna ride your name on the wall. Gonna rise.
great track. Well done, Sheldon. That's one that I'm sure the females are going to appreciate. While he's on the phone, I'm just going to big up all the listeners right now. Respects for staying with us for the last couple hours and persevering with us. Yeah, the website is a little bit slow right now. I'm going to spend some more time trying to work out the problem and get one or two more grey hairs. Big up Red Lion, big up Tragic, big up Somali, and Dencha D's in the place. Big up the video chatters, Andrea. Big up Queen Easy, large up Goody. I can see Tragics in the shop, in the video chat as well. Promotance is there as well. Big up all those on the Facebook, Reggae Space Facebook Connect group. Yeah, yes, despite the gremlins, we're still rocking. We're in live conversation right now with Sheldon Cedar. Are you there, Sheldon?
Yes, I am still here, you know. I just want to big up all of the people out here listening, you know, and take the time out of their busy night to listen to us tonight, Yanni. So it's just blessing, you know. Yes. Big up to Born Free too, because you see that track that Born Free has we did, it's rocking the place, man. You know, and I'm so proud of it, and I'm so proud of his efforts also in my music. So it's pleasing all the way around, you know.
Right. Well, you just hit two of my final comments in one go. I was going to give you the opportunity to big up who and who you want to big up, and the final track I want to play is the one I just got through, the Wonders of Technology from Born Free.
Yeah, but you see, that's a great minds think alike, you know.
All right.
Also, I want to big up my manager. Can't forget her, you know. She's like an angel to me, and whenever things gets really, really low, you know, you need someone in your corner to rely on. And I can't stop bigging up Joanne Fidel from Denmark. You know, she's a real warrior in this music business.
Okay, so you met the link over the miles from Denmark, you said.
Yeah, you know, the wonders of technology again, and and the mystics of the savior, you know. So it's just a blessing all the way around. We're connecting all over the world.
Yes man, the world is so much smaller nowadays, you know.
Yes, definitely.
All right, well, big up Born Free. Here's a special track. It's literally hot off the press. Features the voice of Sheldon Senior on what must be quite a familiar rhythm track for a lot of people now. It goes by the name of Road of Life.
So no matter what the man could talk about, I'm gonna stand up strong. And I feel your eternal power keeping me strong. Say we will fall. And all the politics and tricks and the deals with them pics, we no need it.
No, we no want it.
I just love in your heart and know where you stand. Devote your life as a true big man. And anywhere you go, give a helping hand to your little brother, find a new plan. Cause in this life will be a tribulation. We no want no more, we are go
Sheldon. That's the first time I heard that track, and it touched me right away. Tracks entitled, Live Free, yes?
Yes, definitely, definitely. You know, we have to live up, you know, and live free, and we were born free, so why don't we live free?
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Well, it's been really great having you. I'm going to run this track to finish off the show and thank all the listeners. It's been a little bit of a challenge to interact here tonight. You normally use our website, but we're using the facilities of Facebook, and we got a video chat to do that as well. So big up to Red Lion and Tragic, big up Somali and Denture D, big up Young Lux, Queen Easy, of course, Andrea Louise, Vienna, and all those who happen to be on the website, Clean Face Rasta, and too much name to mention, really. But many thanks for your perseverance and for your engagement tonight. And many thanks to you, Sheldon, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us here. We really appreciate that. And on behalf of everyone here, I'd like to thank you and wish you all the best in your future, and really look forward to when the LP actually becomes a CD for us to purchase and download, etc., etc.
I'm so thankful for you, Yandis, to really invite me here. You know, Reggae Space Radio is like a family, and I just want to say thanks to the entire organization for having me and for actually recognizing my music. You know. And I just wanna wish you a happy new year, and a prosperous new year, and I want to wish you all the best in your love life, you know, because not I'm not talking about romantic love, no, I'm talking about each and every one of us need to have love in their life,
and I
just wanna wish you all of that for this year and beyond, you know. And Yandis, I appreciate it so very much what you have done for me.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your very kind words.